Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All your personal information is out there. We already know this, man. They've taken the info. It's going from website to website. But your DNA results. Kristen has been fearing this for the longest time. And every time we see a story like this in the news, she gets to say, I told you so.
I feel vindicated because years ago, when I came out and told everybody, I don't want to spit in a cup. I don't want some rando having my DNA. Everybody's like, oh, why are you being a worry war and a conspiracy theorist? It's not a big deal. Oh, yeah? It is a big deal. And I'm here to prove it is. And Burt Show listeners, every single time they see a story like this about a genetic company, they make sure to send it to me. So the latest in a line of issues with these DNA companies, the headline reads, DNA testing company vanishes along with its customer's genetic data. The story goes, a DNA testing company that promised clients insights into their genetic disposition has suddenly disappeared. The BBC reports it tried several methods to reach the company but failed in its effort. London offices are closed. Nobody answers the phone. Clients are no longer capable of accessing their online records. All of the company's social media accounts haven't been updated since 2023 at the latest. The atlasbiomed.com domain appears to be inactive. Customers were only able to look at their test results online. They were not downloadable. So now they are not only unable to see them, but they also have no idea what happened to their data. Now, right now, there's no evidence that any of the data has been misused. But it is worrying to not know who now has access to the data, especially now that the investigation shows there might be ties to Russia. While 4 out of the 8 company officers have resigned from this company, we're not talking about the other one. We're not talking about 23andMe when all board members resigned. Again, this is a completely different company. While 4 out of the 8 company officers have resigned, 2 of those that remain are listed at the same address in Moscow. That happens to be the same address as that of a Russian billionaire who is described as a now resigned director.
All right, look, every time these stories come up, I know it. We should be worried about it. I got 99 problems and that ain't one. I don't care what they do with my DNA.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
What are they going to do? I hope they do use it in Russia. It'll only make them a worse country.
What are you concerned about?
In 2018, MyHeritage suffered a security incident for 92 million users. In 2020, Ancestry was acquired by investment firm Blackstone for $4.7 billion, which raised questions about the potential commercialization of genetic data. And then there's an ongoing saga with 23andMe. They had cyber criminals hit up them, and then all their board members resigned. All I'm saying, everybody's spitting a cup. I told you so.
What are they going to do, clone me? Honestly, if Russia tried to make a clone of me, I would be flattered.
I'm not.
I would see it as a compliment.
I'm not smart enough to know what they're going to do with the genetic data. All I know is it ain't going to be good.
I feel like I've been turned around because I've been with Kristen on this the whole time. I don't want them to have my DNA either, but y'all are right. What are they going to do?
Yeah. Well, now, here's the problem. Like, when you're walking down the street and you see you, then you know where the info went.
I've wanted to be my own friend for a long time. Hey, buddy.
Yeah. I was more concerned about the Netflix buffering during the Tyson-Paul fight than I am this. I got to be honest with you. All right, today is Thursday. We call it Follow-Up Thursday. You guys are really good about hitting us up online and saying, hey, Burt Show, whatever happened to blank. So what are we following today, Bo?
All right, so this was back in 10-24 of 24 where Lila knew her boyfriend had been arrested in the past, but he never told her why he was arrested. So during the game of Never Have I Ever, she found out that her boyfriend had been arrested, and she tried to question him about it, but for some reason he refused to tell her why. So we helped her with our background check and found out what he was arrested for, and it was protesting. But we didn't know what or why he was protesting, so the last we heard, she wasn't sure of her next move, but she was determined to get answers from him. So what did she do?
Hello, Bert Show. I know you guys are reaching out because you wanted to know why my boyfriend got arrested. Frankly, I didn't email you back once he finally told me because I felt a little embarrassed. After we got off the phone, I couldn't really tell him that I knew why he had gotten arrested, so I just went about finding out the truth the old-fashioned way. I nagged him until he finally came clean. He told me that when he was in college, he had been arrested during an on-campus protest, something he said was very common at the time, especially at his liberal arts school. I almost just let it go. He wouldn't tell me what they were protesting at the time, but I did the math and figured he was in school throughout the early to mid 80s. I Googled campus protests during that time from my research, and knowing what school he went to, I was certain that he had been arrested for protesting apartheid in South Africa. He's just that kind of guy. Turns out he's not so noble. I asked him whether or not he'd been arrested for protesting apartheid. He told me no. I begged him to just tell me what he went down for. He was very sheepish, but he came clean. He told me that when he was in college, he chose his particular dorm because the adjacent dining hall was famous for one particular food. It had an all-day waffle and pancake bar. He told me seniors used to leave their apartments to enter campus just for these famous waffles. To my boyfriend's despair, when he became a sophomore, the waffle bar was closed out without warning.
No!
Replaced.
Life is not fair. It just is not.
It is not. It was replaced with a basic salad bar. Ugh. Complaints were made, but the faculty let the students know that the salads were here to stay. Emboldened by the actual protests that were already happening around campus at the time, my boyfriend decided to protest the removal of the waffle bar. He and his two friends camped outside of the dining hall with posters and flyers. They chanted all day, every day for the school to return their waffles. On the fourth day, they were approached by a faculty member who told them to knock it off and that there would be consequences if they didn't quit. Well, my boyfriend is pretty stubborn, and he was the only one to continue the protest on the fifth day. As soon as they saw him coming with a poster in hand, they asked him to leave. When he refused, they arrested him, telling him that he was harassing the dining hall employees.
This is so good.
He only spent a few hours in a holding cell before his friends bailed him out. As far as he told me, everything was smoothed over after a disciplinary meeting with the school and a handwritten apology to all the dining hall workers. Unfortunately, the waffles never returned. Oh. Hope this update was satisfying.
Oh, it was.
At least the man's got passion.
Not right. As satisfying as a waffle would be right now, yeah. Because now I am craving a waffle.
Got in your head.
I definitely would have changed that story.
For sure.
I'd have told it completely.
You were like apartheid? Yes, yes.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah. That's the one.
Remember it like it was yesterday.
Girl, your like sleuthing skills online are impressive.
Get it? The Bert Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.